In case you missed my podcast with Caitlin Brown, I wanted you guys to check it out again. This was one of my favorite interviews. I love Caitlin. She's so beautiful, and she also is just so cool and chill. And her story is so fascinating, how she met Kane. They were both artists, and they had the same producer, or she was going to be on his music video. It was some crazy story, and they fell in love. And this interview was before we both had our daughters. And so it's so fun to listen back and just hear how life has kept evolving. But I love Caitlin so much. And she's always been just such a sweet spirit who I feel is so authentic to herself. And I love her relationship with Kane. And she's just fun. She's fun to be around. And this interview was fun. So here she is.
On your mind, she's on the inside. She got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. Caroline, no one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm with Caitlin Brown.
Hey,
how do you like your new last name?
You know, it took a second to get used to it.
It did.
Yeah, because when I went to the store and stuff, and I would like, they would be like, okay, and your last name? I would still say my last name.
Like, what was your last name?
It was Kraft, like the macaroni and cheese.
Heck yeah. Love
and
that.
And so then I was like, oh, it's Brown, actually. Never mind.
Caitlin Brown.
Yeah.
Love it. So you're fresh off the newlywed train,
mm-hmm.
like fresh out.
Like a month ago.
Okay. Talk to me about what's been going on in this month of marriage. Do you feel different? Do you feel like a new woman? How was the wedding?
I don't know. The wedding was amazing. Although
we're still drinking champs to celebrate it.
Yes, we are.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to your lovely.
Thank you.
Is it nuptials? Nuptials?
I have no idea, girl.
Wedding. Okay. Yeah.
but yeah, I don't feel like any different. I really don't. I mean, it's fun and it's exciting, but we lived together before and we're doing the same thing. I actually woke up the next day after the wedding and was like, I'm glad that's over. Like, that was a lot of stress.
What was the most stressful part of it?
I think it was like for a year and a half while we were engaged, the only thing people would know to talk to me about was, so how's the wedding? And I was like, if one more person asked me about the wedding or my dress or anything about it, I'm like, I can't handle it.
That, I feel like my brother-in-law says that people state the obvious, and everyone, especially like someone like you, if you're walking down an interview line or if you see someone you haven't seen very often, they're going to just state the first thing they can think of.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're so over it.
So over
like,
it.
Like, so over it. And it's like, as soon as you get married, get ready. Now it's, when are you having babies? That's up next.
Those are our dogs right now.
But after you have your first baby, then it's like, when are you going to have another one?
Yeah.
It's like always just the next thing.
I know. And right now I'm just like completely content.
Isn't that wonderful?
It really is. I'm just like,
are you letting yourself enjoying it?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I got like a lot of stuff done with the new house and I'm like liking traveling and not having to worry about it.
Was it stressful to travel when you were doing the wedding? Planning.
My mom, thank God for my mom. Oh my God. If it wasn't for my mom, it would have not been like that, like at all.
Yeah.
She did so much.
She did.
So I know like a lot of girls are like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. Like, this is awful. I was like, I don't care. Like,
whatever my
like,
mom said.
I was like, yeah. I mean, I told them exactly what I wanted it to feel like. I'm not like super girly. So I was like, I wanted it to feel woodsy, like Enchanted Forest. And my bridesmaids' dresses were like a sage green, like an army green. And I kind of was just like, come to me with like questions of like two options. And I'll just say yes or no.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't want to worry about it.
Good for you. And you probably enjoyed the process so much more.
I did. It really wasn't that bad. So
tell me how you felt though, when it was like the wedding day's happening and like all this work's coming together. You are now putting on the dress. The guests are showing up. You're about to walk down the aisle. Like, what are you feeling in that moment when it's about to happen?
About to throw up. Like, I was so weirdly calm, like all day. And then I did my first look with my dad.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
It was very emotional.
Oh my gosh.
Neither of us cried. My dad is like the funniest human on earth.
He is.
And so like everything, like he can take a funeral and make some kind of joke about it. And
I appreciate that.
Me too.
He always finds the humor.
Yes.
So he's not going to let anything rain on his parade, no matter what. He's going to enjoy life.
Right. It's always like some kind of funny joke. Some people might not like that, but I love that.
I appreciate that.
I like people that make light of a heavy situation.
Me too. We don't want to go swimming and just live in the bottom of those feelings. No. Let's figure out how we can find joy again.
Right.
Yes.
So we did our first look, and then
did he cry? No, he didn't cry.
No.
Okay.
But I could tell he got like red in his face when he saw me, and I was like, do it.
Let a tear come down.
But then he said some joke.
Okay. Good old dad.
That moment was over real fast.
I appreciate that, though.
So I think the most like scary moment was when we were in the van and we were waiting to walk down the aisle, just me and my dad. And I was watching everyone walk in and sit down. And I was like, what? I will never do this again. This is like the most awful feeling, like the pressure.
I know.
It was so much pressure.
And it's just, even though you love your husband more than anything in your world, like I remember this when I was marrying Michael, like more than anything, I wanted to marry him, but it's just that huge, huge thing that's happening. And like you said, you'll never do it again. You right. are now tied to this one person for the rest of your life, which is awesome.
Right.
But it's still huge. It's right. just a huge moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't nervous or anything. I was like, I just want to marry Kane. All this extra stuff going on right now is like stressing me out.
And all the people there that you all have to entertain, people. Not entertain, but you want to make sure they're having a good time.
I couldn't even get a good buzz at my wedding. Girl, every time I tried to take a sip of something, someone's like, come take a picture. And I'd be like, well, put my champagne back down. Like, I can't even get a buzz at my own wedding. What is this?
What is this? Did y'all dance though? Because you and Kane's Instagram dance videos I live for. By the way, I hope one's coming up for the holidays. Are y'all preparing one?
Who knows? When we spend too much time at our house, we don't know what to do with ourselves. So we usually end up like making up some choreography or something.
Which I'm grateful for. Because I'm like, literally when it happens, I'm like, oh my God, they're dance. Like the first time I saw it, I was like, this is dancing happening. And then it's good dancing. And then you're like in sync together. And you're like, y'all have moves. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if Michael and I put one of these up, your people would die. It's so not good.
No, I can't dance. Kane?
Yes, you can.
No.
You can dance.
No, Kane can dance his ass off.
So does he teach you or do you teach him or do y'all just improvise?
Yeah, I mean, like we have two different styles of dancing. I'm more of like the white girl booty popping, like, yeah. And he's just like cool. Like he can moonwalk and like do cool stuff. And I'm just like, God, you're so cool.
So how often do y'all dance?
Often.
So you often dance?
Just like for fun, like throughout the house.
Like when you're home, just the two of y'all and it's like, you're chilling. Like,
yeah, that sounds so cheesy to say out loud, but we do. I mean, like, it's just like we're making fun of each other and like we always have music on or something. And yeah, I mean, there's always like a breakout dance move happening or dance battle.
I think that's a great tip to happiness in marriage.
Yeah, I mean.
If you're dancing with each other, you're always going to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. We're like best friends. So,
how awesome is that?
I know.
Like, you have your built-in best friend.
I know. I'm blessed.
I know.
I really am.
Was it love at first sight? Because you were telling me, you guys met because you had a manager, you're kicking booty, you're an artist and a badass, like, hands down, on top of it, dropped it gorgeous.
Stop.
One of the prettiest people I've ever seen.
Stop.
You are.
What
it's
the
true.
Heck?
You are.
No.
So you're doing your own thing, rocking your own world. Tell me what's going on before you just get hit by the love train. Because then you did a U-turn and went on a totally different route, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I kind of like it all kind of fell into place. Like it's just, I was doing my own thing. And
where were you living?
This time I was living in Orlando.
Okay.
So I was down there doing my thing.
And where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Okay. Did you grow up in the woods or you just love the woods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like in the woods.
So
like
there's woods in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah. Well, we're not in the city. Okay. We're like 30, like how we are right here towards Nashville.
Okay. A little outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So my parents had a house in the woods and we had like dirt bikes and I have all brothers and.
You're one of those awesome girls. So you just grew up cool. Like you know how to be around guys.
No.
Like you can just hang with the guys.
I get it. Just cause like my brothers, like they were rough with me. Like, you know, I just had to like suck it up.
Cause you wanted to hang out with them. So in order to hang out, you just had to deal with boy behavior.
Yeah. I thought they were cool. Yeah. So I just wanted to be their friend.
Okay.
And they really didn't become my friend until I got older and they started thinking my friends were hot. That's when they wanted to hang out with me. So I was always like, oh, the younger sister until my friends grew up.
And then,
and like, now my one brother is marrying my roommate, one of my best friends.
You're like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, brother and friend, but mainly brother.
Right. You're welcome.
I hope you're in the wedding. You're in the
wedding. I'm the maid of honor.
As you should be.
It's so cool. Yeah. I'm so excited.
And now you get a built-in best friend for your sister-in-law.
Exactly. Ugh. It's like you don't have to worry about your sister-in-law being anything other than your best friend.
And now you get to like hang out legit as family.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
She has no choice other than to be my best friend the rest of my life now.
Great. You guys set this up really well. Yes. Paid off really well for you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Life's good right now. I can't complain.
So you grew up in the woods. Mm-hmm. And then how'd you get to Orlando?
Well, I was singing and doing like auditions and everything. Okay. And then I ended up getting signed by my manager, and his place was in Orlando. So he manages Justin Timberlake still today. But he would like did all the boy bands like NSYNC and Britney during that time. So it was in Orlando because they were all down there. Mickey Mouse Club and
yes.
a lot of them were doing shows at the Disney parks. So yes. that's how that got started. So everyone's like, Orlando, that's so random.
I know. I kind of thought so too. But then I was like, well, you know.
Yeah.
That is where all the boy bands were.
Right.
Yeah.
So all that started. So he kind of made like a compound. Well, that's what it's called in Orlando. And
did
I lived
live there,
mm-hmm, by myself. Kind of scary. I don't know how I did it looking back. But
how
I think
old
I
were
was
you?
Just... I was 18,
and were I any moved of the out. Other people there, like any of the other
Mm-mm.
kid singers?
No, no other. Like that compound had been there since like the '90s, the early '90s. So like everyone that like developed there's rehearsal rooms and studios. It's insane. Like if you ever get a chance, check it out. Like,
what's it called?
I guess Johnny Wright's compound.
Oh wow,
that's my manager's name. And then it was just like he didn't live there or anything, but it was like this huge house. It would be like an artist dream. Like there's rehearsal rooms, studios. It was kind of like a camp. Like
yeah.
they had like all these beds for like if different bands came in and needed to like use the rehearsal rooms
this
for weeks.
This is awesome.
It was really cool. So I lived there for like years.
And then, how was it? You just had this huge compound to yourself basically?
Basically. It was
that's awesome.
It was really cool, but at the same time it was really lonely.
Yeah. yeah.
It was really like my 21st birthday, I did not go out and like party with anyone my age. Not saying I didn't have fun.
Yeah.
Like everyone I worked with became family,
yeah.
but everyone I worked with were like parents to me.
Yeah, totally.
So I feel like I missed out because I left college. I was like, you know, I went to Westchester University up in Pennsylvania. And then as soon as I got the opportunity, I was like, bye.
Totally. You got
to
take it.
I didn't want to be here anyway. I wanted to do music. So I moved to Orlando and I was down there for a few years. And then I was working with this producer out of Atlanta. And Kane, I guess, was too. We didn't know each other. And then I was shooting a music video. And the guy that they hired to be like the love interest in the video, I was like, he is not my type. He's huge. Like he was like this big bodybuilder. And I was like 18 years old. I was like, no, this does not make sense. And so the producer of the song was like, I know this kid that would be perfect. You guys are like the same age.
Stop.
And I was like, okay. And he showed me a picture. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, tell him if he could come down. So he called Kane.
No way.
Never knew Kane.
He was like, your love interest in your music video?
No. So we called him and he was like, sure, when's the video? And we're like, tomorrow. He had his first sold out show in like North or South Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
So we never met until like almost a year later when he had a show in Florida and I was with that same producer and he invited me to go to the show. And then Kane didn't talk to me. I didn't talk to him like the whole time. We were both very shy.
So you guys were just like, hi, bye.
Yeah, I was like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Caitlin. And he's like, hey,
with his deep voice.
Hey, I'm Caitlin. I'm like, okay, bye. Okay, I'm going to the bar.
You're super cute. Totally would have made out with you in my music video, but bye.
Yeah, I was like, remember last year when I wanted you to be in my video? And then, we didn't really talk. And then I got like this message the next day and he got my number. Yeah. And he
thank God for Instagram, right?
Thank God.
Did he message you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he
slid
knew it.
Into
when
the DMs.
He slid in there. When he saw you, he knew it. He mm-hmm. said, I got to hit her up on the gram. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, yes, score.
So then
I thought
he
was so cute.
Did y'all keep chatting?
Well, no. I mean, I would have never guessed it was the same guy because his whole like demeanor changed. He was like, what are you doing Wednesday? And this was Sunday.
Where are you living now?
I'm in Orlando.
And where is he living now?
Nashville.
So how are you going to see him on Wednesday?
That's what I thought. So I said, oh, so you have a show back in Florida? He's like, no, want to come to Nashville? And everyone, they're like, you need to go be a kid. You need to go on a date. Like you have been sitting here just like not being social. You have no friends down here. You need to like be a kid.
Yes.
And I was like,
you're like, screw it. Let's do it.
So,
and you felt close because you had the same manager. So you know he's not a creep.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't a creep. If this was some random guy, of course not. But I've known of him and we've talked and, you know, there was like mutual people there. So it wasn't some.
And y'all have been meaning to meet for a while. So now it's finally happening.
So now it's finally happening. And my management was like, you need to go, like, go have fun. And her name's Angela. She like became a second mom to me. So she was like, I'm booking you the red eye out tonight. You're going to fly up to Nashville, have fun. He booked my flight there, but he never booked me a return flight.
Cause he's like, you're coming and you're staying here forever. So I love a man who's not afraid to put the moves down like that. Well, Kane. Okay.
Yeah, and we had the best night in Nashville and here I am.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I think we went to Tootsie's.
And so he just gave you a Nashville like honky tonk experience.
We went out with his friends and we
And you liked his friends?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay.
Went to Bar Louie, had some good food.
Yeah.
Had some drinks. And it just felt so natural. Like, it was effortless.
Yes.
And I was like, I remember on the first date that I was like, I'm going to marry him. Like,
you felt that way?
I never felt that way about anyone.
Stop it.
Ever. It was weird. It was a weird feeling.
And neither one of y'all is that old. How old are you?
I'm 26 and he's 25.
Okay. So, but yeah, you just felt different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was weird.
It just feels like you like have known this person your whole life and it's comfortable.
That's how it felt. That's how I knew something was so different.
Yeah.
You know, I just was like so comfortable.
And I told you when I got here, I remember when Kane like announced this to the world that he was dating you because he was like, okay, everybody, this is my girlfriend and I know y'all are going to embrace her and love her. And like all of a sudden after that, he was posting about you all the time. I'm like, dang, like this is great.
Yeah.
This
well, we were love. Dating a year and we kept it a secret before he posted that.
Okay.
So I had like an Instagram that was kind of like the singing stuff and everything like that. And then I felt like there were some haters happening.
Well, he's one of those artists. So if he's going to come out with a girlfriend, he's got to be ready to commit because his fans are diehard. Mm-hmm. They love him and ain't no girl getting in there unless she's probably the one. They probably accepted you because you're the wife and the chosen one. But like any other one, I'm sure, you know, he's going to be serious about this.
Yeah. It was kind of scary. It was kind of scary. I didn't have an Instagram. And then, because I deleted it, and we were like on the DL for a year straight. And then he was like, I'm tired of like hiding this. And I was like, thank God. Me too. I feel like I don't exist over here.
So you're like, I'm in my pot in my compound with my secret boyfriend, but life is great. SOS, I'm sending out pigeons. I'm alive over here.
Do I even have a name? I don't know. Like that's how it felt.
Yeah.
So that was that, and he told the world.
That's awesome. So that's a drastic change then.
Yeah.
How did you go from one extreme to the other? How did it go?
I think we stopped kind of caring.
Yeah, that's the way to be. You can't care.
Yeah, we were just kind of like, fine. I kind of got to the point where I was like, if you want to hate me and you don't know me or anything about me, go ahead. You know, that's sad that you have that kind of hate in your heart.
Right.
You know, when you don't know someone and you judge them. So it was hard in the beginning, but a lot of the girls are really, really were sweet. And then, especially today, I feel like Kane's fans that are girls are like my friends.
That's awesome.
Like they'll be like, what makeup and what this? And I'm like, you guys are cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're cool.
They're probably just protective, which is great because that makes for a great fan. I mean, they're protecting their boy.
Yeah.
But now they know he's got a good girl.
Yeah.
He's all settled down.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I love that.
And they're like very respectful too, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
You know, like they love us for us. You know what I mean? Not just like, oh, well, we have to love her. Like they make it feel okay.
I feel like something's happening in country music. I interviewed Haley Hubbard before you today, and we were talking about just like marriage and country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it is cool to be married in country music now. And I'm so grateful for that, especially like to be in it. You know, obviously there's still whatever can happen. Like not everyone's going to be totally supportive, but for the most part, people love to see happy couples.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, well, dang, okay, I could maybe have that too.
Yeah.
Or like true love can exist.
Because
it's been portrayed for so long that you can't be cool in an entertainment industry and married, but you can.
Absolutely. Like, and I totally feel like that with country music is like, they look at it as a positive thing, which it should be because it is, compared to like other genres where it's kind of like, ooh, it's cool like to be single and hang out with a ton of girls. And I'm like, if you did any other genre, I swear. I'm like, whoa. But yeah, I agree with you. Totally.
And he loves you. Like, I love how much y'all like claim each other and put your love out there. Because I just think people need to see love, especially like so many, like, I guess, high profile marriages or people who are in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. It usually doesn't work out or something, or there's like a, you know, and it's just like to see a couple who's like staying strong in their love and putting it out there and owning it. I think that is so good for young people to see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a total positive, good energy thing for other people too. And I think it gives people hope.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
Cause I really didn't date a lot, before Kane or anything like that, but there's some scummy guys out there, you know, and he's like a genuine, really good person. Like, not even just to me, like just things he does in his daily life or how I see the way he treats people he works with. And, you know, I was like, he was in Nebraska for a show the other day and they were supposed to fly home private, but the snowstorm was so bad that they couldn't. And I was like, oh, and I hadn't seen him in a week. And I was like, well, just hop on like the next commercial flight. And he's like, well, there's only two seats. And he's like, I'm not going to just leave my band.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I can appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, he just has a good heart. And I'm so blessed to have someone like that, honestly.
Yes. So blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So what is touring life like for you? Tell me how you've adjusted to it. And because y'all went on tour with Jason last year and now he's doing his own touring. Like, how, and you're in school.
Yeah.
Do you like touring? Like, have you enjoyed that traveling aspect, seeing all the country and I guess world too?
Yeah, I do. I like traveling.
So you got the travel bug.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I like to travel. I think people think it's way more glamorous than what it is.
Right.
Cause they'll be like, oh, you went to this city and this city, but it's kind of like you get off the bus, you go in the venue, hop back on the bus and you're in the next city. You usually don't get to see anything.
Yes.
And when we first started dating, we were on a bus with like 13 dudes. Me and him shared a bunk, which was smaller than a twin bed and stuck our bulldog at our feet. So all three of us were in a bunk and that was for like a year and a half.
Stop it. With the bulldog?
With the bulldog.
Oh, but aren't you kind of glad you had that bonding moment?
I loved it. I love it. Other than like, it started to stink because the guys take their like shirts and socks off and they just throw them on the floor.
And you're the only
after
girl?
The show. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he had a girl tour manager at first. So we were the only two girls, which is just like on a bus full of guys. It's just crazy. But now it's all boys, but this past year he got his own bus. So it's his tour manager, me and Kane, we'll bring our dogs and occasionally one of the guys from the band or his photographer will ride with us.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. But after like a week, you're like, okay, I'm ready to get home.
I always, every time I'm on the bus, I just know we're going to crash. Like, and that's a terrible thing to think. Yeah. I hate thinking that, but like, I cannot fall asleep because you hit the guardrail and it just like zzzz sound. And I'm just like, okay, this is it. This is how we're going down. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Please be fast.
Right. I get scared too. In the middle of the night, I might wake up and I'm like, I feel like we're flying.
Yes.
Like, slow down. This is a huge bus.
I know, like, they're going too fast.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Or you get like a fill-in driver. Like, we have an awesome driver.
Which is
like,
great.
He's amazing. Like, that's nothing like most, shifts in the middle of the night.
I feel like having a great driver is one of the most important things because they hold everyone's lives in their hands.
Absolutely. I would fall asleep at the wheel. I cannot stay up all night.
I get highway hypnosis.
Me too.
Like, I literally I drive anywhere.
After those yellow dots, I just start going cross-eyed. I'm like,
cross-eyed, my eyes just want to close, and I know in my brain they need to stay open, but I can't.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you.
Yeah, but having a great driver. But I always get just a little nervous, and then I tell myself, Caroline, this is like the many things you just have to learn to give up control.
That's me with airplanes. I have like this horrible fear of flying.
Okay, I don't have that. Tell me about your fear
lucky.
Of flying.
I don't know. I've flown my whole life. And it kind of happened within like the last 2 years. I kind of had a crazy experience just on a bad flight.
Just like a ton of turbulence.
Things were just like falling on the ground, like holding on for dear life. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. Well, that's not good.
Yeah. And then I had this other experience where on like, it was actually really funny. Kane and his manager, she's so awesome. She and Kane have the same birthday. And I think we were in like North Carolina or something. And they got like a little private plane, but it was like a propeller plane. And I've never flown on one of those to just come back for the night. And we had one pilot, which that's like my rule. I will not fly if there's one pilot. What if something happens to that pilot? True. We're like,
it's, who's going to take over?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
So
real fast,
she sat as the co-pilot and we all were like having fun and drinking and like, it was fun. And he was like, here, I'll teach you how to fly. And I'm like, no.
The pilot dude?
Yeah.
The pilot.
Yeah. Taught her how to fly. And so she's like, okay. And you just feel like the plane like dip. And I was like,
I'm just trying to be here for this lesson.
I was like, I'm going to throw up. It was like a 45 minute flight back. But so after like a few plane experiences and then just hearing like horrible things in the news about little private plane, I think I'm more scared of private.
Yeah.
Freaked me out. Mm-hmm. And so now every time I'm on a plane, if it's not like past noon and I can't have like a drink, I like freak out.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I do it because I'm trying this thing where I don't let fear hold me back from living my life.
How are you doing that? What is your process?
Well, I went to Whole Foods and I got the rescue remedy.
Okay.
It's like these little drops you can put on your tongue. I highly recommend.
Do they calm you down?
I don't know if it's like in my head because I'm doing something that I'm calming down, but they work.
Okay.
And then I put a little bit of lavender on my wrists.
Okay.
And then I listen to the same album every time I fly.
What is it?
Tori Kelly. She just came out with like a gospel album too. Oh. Like not gospel, like a Christian album. But I love it. And I always listen to her. Her voice like soothes me. I think she's the greatest. Mm. She's so soulful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my ritual. Yeah.
And it helps.
And then Kane just falls asleep. It's so annoying because I'm over there like shaking. My palms are sweating. I'm staring up the aisle to see if the flight attendants are moving around fast. Any lights coming on?
I'm trying to get any signs.
I just need to know what's happening. I'm a psycho.
No, you're not. But I'm glad you found a ritual. That's good. I love that you are talking about not letting fear hold you back, though, because someone like you and I, all the wives that I've been interviewing for this series are phenomenal, like yourself. And so it's always so interesting to me to realize that like I see you and I think perfection, true perfection.
No.
But it's like you have things that you have to overcome too, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, we're all just not struggling, but just figuring out ways to get through this and not let fear step in and drive the car.
Absolutely. I have terrible anxiety. Like
what gives you anxiety?
I don't know. And that's the weird thing I'm trying to figure out. I think I have low B12. So I've been doing B12 shots, but I know I sound crazy.
No, you don't.
But I'm trying to figure it out because crazy. I'll get like a panic attack and I'll just be watching a movie. It's like a shortness of breath feeling. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? So I'm very like holistic and
the what
organic
do you
way. Well, I try to stay gluten free.
Okay.
No dairy.
Okay.
And I eat no red meats. I do fish.
But you feel so good.
Not after Thanksgiving.
Well, you had to take a little break. You did your wedding, then Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You owed it to yourself.
Mine would come from like alcohol and cake. Not from like bad food. It would be like sweets and alcohol.
What's
like
your favorite cake?
I like ice cream cake.
Me too. I like cookie dough.
Oh, me too. That's my favorite.
And mint chocolate chip. And mint chocolate chip is my second favorite.
I love it.
I love Baskin Robbins.
Oh, yes, girl. Yes. It's so good.
What's your favorite alcohol of choice or beverage?
Usually wine.
Okay.
I'm a wine drinker.
Okay. Red, white?
Red if it's after 6, white if it's before.
Okay.
Okay. White's like my light daytime.
And champs is like makes my day. Anytime I can add champs to my day, I'm like, today just got fun.
Yeah.
Like today just like got awesome.
Yeah. It's fun. And like, you can drink it as soon as you wake up if you want to throw some OJ in there.
You're doing yourself a favor. Mm-hmm. You're giving yourself that vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're like, you're welcome, body.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, a couple hours later, it's time for a great nap. So it's like, once again, you're welcome, body. Now you get a great nap. So basically, win-win. Mimosas are healthy.
Yeah. I think so.
So you're gluten-free. You like the oils, essential oils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a lot of meat. Mainly just fish.
Just fish, mm-hmm. usually. I'll have chicken once in a blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
If we're somewhere for dinner and there's like two options, like a steak or chicken, I'll order the chicken.
Yeah.
And I'll have like two bites.
And then you're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love animals. and it makes me not feel as well. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
I wonder sometimes if I don't feel as well after I eat meat, because I tried to be vegetarian for 8 months
because of
the animals. And then I gained 10 pounds because I was eating pasta,
carbs,
white, everything. But yeah. I was like, I'm a vegetarian. I have to eat this. This is part of my diet plan. I'm like, what diet is only eating carbs and processed food? I'm clearly not doing this right.
Yeah.
But I know that eating the animals makes me feel so sad.
I know.
Ugh. But then I'm like, God, there's so many things that make me feel sad if I like stress out about them with the world.
I know. We'll be like in a bubble.
then I wouldn't even be able to live, because then I can even go to plants. Like I can start feeling sad for plants, like the Christmas tree we just got. I'm like, we bought this tree that's been growing for 7 years and we're chopping it down and putting it in our house so it can live there for 30 days tops. And then we're just going to throw it away.
I know.
Then I'll give the tree all this feelings. And Michael's like, you got to rein it in.
I know. See, I want a real tree, but Kane's scared that the dogs are going to pee on it, like lift their legs, because they're both boys and they're just like super dominant dogs. So he's like, we're not getting a real tree because they're going to think they're outside and can lift their leg on our tree.
I would never have even thought of that. We have girl dogs, but with a guy dog, yeah. Especially with a mastiff and a bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
That mastiff, his like aim is going to be mid tree.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's so a big old boy. Do they sleep in the bed?
If Kane's on the road. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
They're not supposed to?
No. No, because I go through comforters. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, they ruin a comforter.
They do. It's like impossible to get the hair up or like some slobber.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same though. I'm like, when Michael's gone on the road, I'm not trying to sleep in that bed by myself when there's two dogs that are alive and breathing and want to be cuddling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I won't pass up a good cuddle.
I cannot pass up a cuddle.
I keep catching Nash on this couch in here. Because he's not allowed on the new one. We just got that one out in the living room. We're like, nope, you're not allowed. So he keeps coming. I'll let him do this because it's kind of like my room.
So you're like, mommy says you can't.
Yeah. You can sit on that couch all you want, honey.
So when y'all become parents one day, Kane's going to be the one like, these are the rules. Mm-hmm. This is how it's going. And you're going to be like, okay, if we can kind of like cut this corner, maybe you can.
Yeah. Like your dad's not home. You can have that. But I don't know. He's like very excited to be a dad one day.
He is.
Like that's his life goal. Like really? He cannot wait. Yeah.
Stop.
He's like, I want to be like a football coach, baseball coach, basketball coach. I'm like, where are we fitting this in?
Are you serious? It's his life goal to be a dad.
He loves kids and he like cannot wait to be a dad.
Does that just melt you?
Yeah. But I'm kind of just like, okay, well, your career is like going really fast right now.
Yeah, and one thing at a time.
Getting someone to watch our dogs if we don't take them every weekend is hard enough. So let's But there's no rush. You know, he wants that, but there's no rush. We need to live right now.
Absolutely.
And this is what's kind of like happening.
And how great that you literally have so much time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And I think truly you might as well just enjoy as much time as you can as a married couple when you're young, when all this stuff is new and exciting and live it up, because then you'll get to a point where you're like, okay, been there, done that. You're ready for a new thing, but you got to have all this time together and form this great foundation. Yeah. And have all these memories.
Yeah. That's kind of like, all I want to do is like travel and enjoy each other right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like just keep doing what we're doing and be us. And I don't know.
So what are you guys like? Y'all are funny together. Y'all are goofy.
Yeah.
And dancey.
We're weird.
but weird is good.
We're weird. Actually.
What do you mean weird?
I don't know. Like we just like, it's just very like all humor. You know
That's
what I mean?
Awesome.
Like we'll talk to each other in these like weird voices and like be weird. And, like,
okay.
But Michael, I love it because it makes me laugh
all the time.
Do you?
We have characters.
Wait, so do we.
We have full blown characters.
Like we are so weird and I love it because
it's not like sexual characters.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Talk to each other.
Yeah.
In voices.
Just different voices for like different situations. Yes.
And Michael always is doing the voices. And
I'm so glad we're not the only ones.
But it makes me laugh so hard. Sometimes I'm like, I have to like pursue it. And I'll try to like get involved with the story because I want it to keep going. Because it's so funny to me.
Yeah.
In this little life and personality, I'm always like, are you going to make animated films one day? Because you have a plethora of voices.
Yeah. No, that's me and Kane. Like we legit are always talking in different voices. I was like, if someone put hidden cameras in our house, they would think we were the weirdest people on earth.
I can't. I love that.
I can't.
That makes me so happy. Don't you love, though, because you're so lighthearted. You said you grew up with brothers. You grew up with a dad who always is making light of serious situations.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've married someone with a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that so much, being able to be in a light marriage. Like, even though Michael and I deal with heavy things, it's like he always is wanting to make it light.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful to have that because it's life is so stressful.
I know. Like, the little things that I stress about that seem big at the time, he's like, are you honestly like upset about that? And I'm like, you're not? And he's like, no. And I'm like, what? I wish I could like have a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm. But you're very lighthearted.
I am. I am. But he's like extra chill. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good.
How is he that way?
I don't know. Kane had like quite the story growing up. And I feel like he's just a strong person and he's tough, and it would take something big to rock his boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very just, we'll figure it out. Every time I'm like, well, this happened, so what are we going to do about, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, when? And he's like, we'll get it done. Mm-hmm. It'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think sometimes that happens. I feel like, cause Michael had kind of an emotional start also. And I mean, I don't know what Kane's is, but
yeah,
I think when you can survive some heavy stuff when you're young,
yeah,
you almost like your heart gets so expanded in so many ways, like absolutely, painful ways too, that you're like, okay, I'm not going to stress about this because you've already gone through all this other stuff. That you're like, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Unless it's huge.
Yeah. It takes something big for him to, you know, get out of it.
That's probably why he's been able to navigate this career too, because he doesn't like freak out at every corner.
He does it so gracefully. He does, because there's some crazy people out there.
Yeah.
And people are mean. Yeah. People can be so mean.
People love to hate sometimes.
I don't understand.
Well, I think they said this at my church back in the day, Crosspoint. They're like, or I don't know where I heard it. I've heard it many times. Hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're hurt,
I believe it.
You want to hurt someone else or find a reason to be upset with someone, yeah, or if someone seems to be happy, you want to find any reason to tear them down if you're hurting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. People just say like crazy things.
How do you navigate all that?
Well, if he's hurt, I'm hurt, and he is human. And sometimes I just like want to jump through the phone or wherever we're at, where the negativity is, and be like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, you, I have no problem saying it. And I have gone off on people. Like, I have no shame in my game.
What does he say when you go off on him?
He doesn't care, because he goes off on them too. We're both like, oh, I'm about to eat them alive. And then he has such great fans that they, sometimes he doesn't even need to.
Because the fans will take care of it.
Yeah. And even me, like, they've even been there for me at times. Like, aww, when you get like some mean girl, like all of a sudden it's just like, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. Like all these comments start coming in like, you need to back off. And like, Kate's awesome. We love it. And I'm just like, wow, thank God for you people. Like, yeah, thank God for the good people in the world.
You know what? And the majority of them are good. It just takes one bad apple to ruin a whole batch though, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I have really started to realize navigating this lifestyle. And like, you know, I'm sure you're the same. It's most people really are good. Like Luke Bryan says, most people are good.
Yeah.
But every now and then someone wants to come in and try to like throw some poison in the well. And
yeah.
It's just like, you can't even.
Yeah. It's like a whole nother world, I feel like, on the internet.
It is.
Cause I swear, cause half the time when you come back at them, they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know you were going to respond.
They
so then
think
I'm like,
that you get it.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, then why did you post it? It's like, sometimes I think they just respond something hateful, so their comment stands out. Yeah. So they get a response.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do, I guess.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause like they'll take attention any way they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And there's some closed-minded people out there.
There
just
are.
Like, man, no one's asking you to change the way that you live, so why are you so worried about it? You know what I mean? Like, no one's asking you to not eat meat. Yeah. Like, if I don't want to, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you not to.
Yeah.
And if I want to put a certain collar on my dog or feed them dog food, that was another thing.
What?
Like, one time I got all this hate about the dog food, and people are whatever about dogs. Like, we take great care of our dogs. Trust me, they get great food. They have great trainers, and people just want to pick apart. Like, you shouldn't have that on your dog. Okay. Well then don't put it on your dog. Sorry.
You're like, these dogs like live a fine, like, life of a king.
A great life.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the issue is, but it's kind of just like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the way I'm doing things, there is an unfollow button. So please push it. Yeah. So I don't have to keep deleting your comment or coming at you, because it's very exhausting.
Yeah. Like,
just unfollow me.
Yeah.
No one asked you to follow me. I did not ask you to follow me. Right. I don't need you to follow me.
Right.
Leave me alone.
How do you deal with social media? Because like, I was also talking to Haley, since she was right before we hit this topic, and she was like, you know, it's a great tool. It's a great way to express things that you want to express. Mm-hmm. And like, if you want to use it to promote something positive or whatever.
Absolutely.
It's great. Or just to share your life.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to figure out the boundary, because it can be negative too. So have you, especially with someone like you and Kane, who people are very interested in your lives, how do you navigate social media?
We love social media. I would be lying to say that we didn't. We find it fun.
It is. And y'all have fun with it, like doing your videos.
Yeah. And we love like interacting with people. And like I said, like, his fans are awesome. So like, it's fun for the most part.
Yeah.
Other than like those few negative people out there, but we enjoy it. And I follow only Kane. My Instagram that I had years ago.
How'd you decide to do that?
I didn't want to like, I don't know. I think it just gets too deep. It's like, this is my person, and this is who I'm following. And he follows me, and he follows like a few close friends, or like who he's, you know, gone out on tour with. But when I get on Instagram, it's just like, whatever I want to post, and I don't get caught up in seeing everything else. And I feel
I'm
like it's been
envious of that.
Really healthy for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like scrolling through.
And if you want to check in on somebody, you can go pop over.
Yeah. Like, I'll check in with my friends, and honestly, it pops up on my explore page. Like, my explore page is like my family and my friends.
Yeah.
Because my Instagram knows who I went and looked up, but it's just like so much more clean. My Instagram is just like, I get on and I'm like, oh,
you express yourself.
Express myself, and I get off.
Oh, I have like major envy of that. Like,
I don't go on Facebook anymore or do anything like that.
I'm done with Facebook too.
Can it just go away?
Facebook is like a mess.
Can it just go away?
Yes.
Kane says most of the hate's on Facebook too.
It is?
Yeah. He was like, out of all other platforms, Facebook. And I feel like it's just because there's so many people on Facebook.
Yeah. And like, there's so many ways to just like...
Like, my grandparents are on Facebook.
Yeah, so were mine.
It's time to just end Facebook.
Facebook is too...
It's too much.
It's too much. Like, Instagram's so easy. It's just too a picture, much. Yeah. Video, done.
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 Facebook, you can...
Bye.
There's too many things.
I agree. You're so wise and like... I'm telling you, like, I'm obsessed with you. I always thought you were amazing, but now that I've talked to you, I'm like... To be so young and like, just your perspective on stuff, you have such a... clean is the word I want to think of. You have such a clean, clear, like, lighthearted perspective on things. Like, you're real about it, but then you're also just like, I'm not going to worry about stuff. Like, you're just very... You got a good perspective on everything.
I just feel like when you get too many things going into your life, it just becomes... dirty.
Yeah.
Too much drama.
Yeah.
I've never been like a girl's girl, like always hanging out with like a big group of girls kind of intimidated me. I felt like maybe I wouldn't fit in because I was more of like a tomboy or hung out with my brothers. And I don't know. So, and moving to Nashville, I feel like there's lots of cliques too.
How long have you been in Nashville?
3 years.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me about your thoughts on it all. Like have you found that people have been pretty receptive?
I love Nashville. Yeah. I love Nashville. I feel like when I first moved here, I was kind of like, oh my God, where do I fit in?
Yeah.
Cause
it's overwhelming.
It is. It is. But I think it's an awesome city. I wish we were a little closer to a coast. That's my one request.
Okay. I'm on board with that. Yeah.
Like,
I'm on board
with
that.
I felt a little inland, but, I like Nashville. I think the people are really great. For what he's doing, I would much rather, this is the city I would pick to live in rather than LA or New York or Atlanta's cool. I could live in Atlanta, but Nashville's just a cool city.
Mm-hmm.
No one really bothers you.
Mm-mm.
And we can go do things here.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's kind of just like super laid back, but it has a lot going on.
Yeah.
And the people genuinely I have found like are really nice. Like every time I'm around everyone's super nice and like, a lot of people are just passionate and working on their own stuff mm-hmm. and supportive. And
absolutely. And all the wives are really cool.
Really cool.
They've yeah. just been so easy and they've been so welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. And okay, so tell me how you're throwing school in on top of this. Ugh, what are you studying?
Girl, I am so ready to be done.
What are you studying? Oh.
Music business and management.
Dang.
Yeah. So after I left college to pursue music, and then me and Kane started dating, I was like, I want to finish my degree. Especially now we have all these plaques on the wall of Kane. I'm like, I'm going to stick my diploma right in the center. Yes. It's going to be like on the mantle. Like Kane has all these awards. I'm like, I'm going to get one thing to hang on the wall. I swear.
I'm going to stick my diploma right in the center.
Right in the center where yes, everyone girl. Can see it. So,
yes, girl.
Yeah, I went back to school 2 years ago and I graduate. I'll be done in April.
Heck yes.
And I'm going to get a cap and gown and I'm going to fly to Boston because that's where my school's it. At. I'm going to walk like a regular student.
Yeah.
Might be a little older than them now, but
good for you. You know, having moments like that are so important. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, it's so good not just to dial it in and get your diploma in the mail. Although if anybody wants to do that, go you, support you. But like, I'm all about making a moment, like if you do something,
absolutely,
you spend a large part of your life and energy trying to make something happen. You got to celebrate it. You know?
Yeah. Take I'm decorating that cap, putting sparkles all over the top.
Yes.
I'm going to put the year I was supposed to graduate on it.
Yes.
And then I want to have a graduation party and I want it to be college theme. I want kegs, beer pong, yes. and just party like it's what year was I supposed to graduate? 2000. I don't even know what year I would have graduated.
Okay.
2013.
You're awesome.
14.
Yeah. Heck yes.
I'm going to do it. Like I'm going to do the full college thing.
I know you will. Yeah. This is great.
I think Kane has a show that night. We already discussed this. So he's like, I'm not missing it. He's like, I will be there. And then I'll just leave right after. And I was like, you better be there.
Oh,
so.
Because it'll be in the day, I guess.
Yeah, graduation. It'll be in the morning. Like probably 11. It'll last like 2 hours or so.
Okay.
So we'll go to that and I'll have my little moment to just feel accomplished.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
I love that. You're badass.
Thanks, girl.
You really are. Like
I'm trying. It's not fun. And it's not easy to go back to school. Trust me. There's been so many times I'm like, why am I doing this?
But the fact that you're just doing it and you're like, I'm committed. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to do this. Like, I love that you had a goal and you're like, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be so proud of yourself and so glad you did that.
I know.
Yes.
Right now it's like,
sucks.
Yeah. Right now sucks.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm going to feel like that when I'm done. So that's the only part like that's motivating me.
And you're almost there.
Yeah.
Like, almost there.
Mm-hmm. Few more months.
You can do it. You can do it. And then you'll just be like forever. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I felt.
Stare at my diploma.
I ran a half marathon one time and I was like,
good for you.
I trained for it, ran it. And I was like, I will never do it again.
Yeah.
But every time I have a medal from it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it makes me feel so good. It's amazing. To know I did it.
Absolutely.
And you got to do the whole process.
And you could say you did that.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that's the same cool. thing, but it's like, it's that kind of sense of accomplishment yeah, where it's
absolutely.
Like, I'm going to set my, where you don't have to do it per se.
Yeah.
But you just do it because you want to.
Right.
And prove to yourself that you can.
Right.
And it makes you a better person because of it.
Absolutely. There's been so many times I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, I can find something else to do for sure.
Which by the way, everyone get excited because you're going to be launching a podcast.
Yeah.
This is, I'm announcing it prematurely.
Okay.
So you
I'm
can't
like,
back
oh my God. I was like, wait, are you going to say
that? I'm going to hold you accountable.
Okay.
Okay. So everyone listening, this is, you might be mad at me later, but I'm making you do it because you have so much wisdom and insight and your life is so interesting.
I'm so glad you think so.
So you've got to do this podcast. I'm okay. holding you accountable.
I will. I think it'll be fun.
I put it out there.
Okay. I know you did. You just did that. You just did that.
Don't tell me anything. I'm gonna get you in there. I want to listen.
Oh my God. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Whatever you do though, no matter what, is going to be great because you're just awesome.
You're so cool.
I really thought you were so cool before I met you. But now after talking to you, I'm like, God, you're 26 and you are so smart and so wise and got your shit together so much.
No, I don't feel like it though. I swear I don't.
No,
like,
you do.
I'm so glad you think that because some days I'm just like, what am I doing?
You're so nice. Like you have a sweet, sweet demeanor about you.
Thank you.
Like your core, I can tell, is really sweet.
You're Swiss. I'm like blushing. I'm getting hot over here.
My armpits are sweating so bad.
All these compliments.
Okay. So I like to wrap up with leave your light. So leave some inspiration for people who listen to you, follow you. Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell people? Maybe just, it can just be a simple piece of like life advice or wisdom that you want to share with people that you've learned or how you want to encourage people. Mm.
I would say no dream is too big for starters, because I feel like a lot of people want to do something, but they just feel like that's just, you know, so far-fetched or such a dream, but it will never happen. It will. I mean, Kane could tell you that. I could tell you that.
You just have to stay true to it, because you're going to hit rocky roads, but you just can't get hung up on the rocky road, right?
Yeah. You never know. And like, you might think you have your life figured out and you're like, well, this is what it is. And the next day it completely changes.
Yeah.
Like completely left field. And to just be happy, I would say.
How, if you're stressed out or you're having a moment where you're not and you're like ultimate peak happiness, mm-hmm. how do you get yourself happy again? What are your go-tos?
I just think about like the blessings I do have in life. And it's like, what could I possibly complain about? You know what I mean? There's some people that are really going through it. And here I am all worked up about the smallest thing in the world. So I think about that and it makes me feel better. Or I have a glass of wine and go shopping. Let's get real.
I mean, either or, you know,
a little retail therapy. I don't know.
Never hurt anybody. I'm just saying.
So there's a couple ways.
I love that. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Kaylin, thank you so much for joining
thank
me.
Thank you for having me.
You're so sweet. God. You are.
So fun.
Okay, and y'all be looking for a podcast. Coming soon. Bye.
Bye. Caroline,
she's the queen of thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode with Kaitlyn Brown, the beautiful, stunning, amazing Kaitlyn Brown. Love her to pieces. I'm so excited about her podcast that she's going to launch. Oh my gosh. It's going to be epic. I'm just so excited to keep following her journey because she is a dreamboat. Next week, I have Caroline Bryan joining me. She is the incredible wife of Luke Bryan, and we talk about everything. Caroline is a prankster. We talk about how she pranks her family all the time. Her mother-in-law is also a comedian, should be the funniest person on earth. We talk about her family, road life, all of it. It's such a great interview. You won't want to miss it. So get excited for Caroline Bryan next week. We'll see you then.